with on a pole, and they had to skim that skimming off. Well, that's what us children, we used to get around that boiling at night and be warm, be cold night just before Christmas, you know, cold. And we'd skim that thing there. And, well, I wasn't far from home. But of course, your parents had to give you permission and to stay out there after dark. You know, they wouldn't let children stay out after dark in the days when I was a boy. No, sir, you couldn't be on the street.
What buildings did your uncle have in his farm?
Huh?
What kind of buildings did your uncle have on his farm?
Well, he had what they call they wasn't weather boated like this. I guess you've seen them. It's built, but it was boated in up and down this way and stripped over the crack. Stripped over the crack and had a big fireplace in one end of it.
This was the. What building
is that? Let me see. What do they call them? California fashion. You know, in 1901, Jacksonville was built that way. And it went up in 1901. You know, the whole of Jacksonville went up but one little corner of it. You know what set it afire?
No, I don't.
Well, in them days, they used to pull moss and make mattresses. Make mattresses, and there was a moss factory out there, and that thing got a fire and a heavy wind, and that they say that ball of fire just would go with that moss burning, dry moss, and setting them houses afire. I think they call it California style houses. You know, they wouldn't be weather boarded like this. It'd be up straight and down like this, and then a piece nailed over the crack, see? And then they used to build log cabins out in the country. They'd knock them logs, and then they would, inside they would bolt it, and then they would use clay, and they used clay chimneys. You know, they'd build the rack out of wood and put this clay in there and build a chimney.
Oh. Can you think of any other buildings, names of them, around?
Then they had the barn, and they would build out of logs, see, just haul the logs up and notch them, see, and build them. Of course, they'd have cracks in them, and then the old corn cribs.
What was that?
That's what they, when they gathered their corn, they put it in this crib, but it had cracks in it. They wanted the cracks in it, you know, where the weevil and all that, they freeze them, see, the cold weather freeze them out, see?
Yeah.
And they used to have the old grist. And I'll tell you where you can see one if you go to that store, Sterling's store. Mm-hmm. The old grits mill and the coffee mill where he used to grind coffee, and they used to parch the coffee and grind it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got one.
He's got a mill. Corn crib?
He's got the mill there.
Oh,
the old time mill that his daddy had when he used to grind coffee in the store. And when we used to have it, we used to grind our own grits. Had two handles on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and grind your grits. My mother had a big sifter, about that big around, about that deep, and she used to sift the meal out, just way back and forth like that. And then the husk onto it, she'd wash it off and feed her biddies on with the husk. That's how she raised the biddies. Now my mother, she used to raise them biddies and then sell them for 25 cents a piece, big old fryers like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not them little old fryers, them big old permafrost, you know, Dominic. And then they used to crack it. Just your mill would open up, you know, and you could just crack it to feed your biddies and all. And grind your corn, and then you parch your own coffee. You go buy green coffee, bring it home and parch it,
mm-hmm.
and then grind it, the coffee mill.
Okay.